Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, July 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League ready to take center stage again as training camps opening across the country this weekend, including the Green Bay Packers. But players check into McCormick Hall at St. Norbert College on Thursday. Players undergoing physicals and testing on Friday. First practice of camp Saturday morning, 8:20 a.m. on Ray Nitschke Field. Rookie wide receiver Jared Abradaris from the University of Wisconsin, not too nervous about his first pro training camp.
We've had, you know, the OTAs and things like that, so it's nice to get our feet wet, a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, this is obviously go time, so it'll be a little bit more pressure, but it'll be fun.
As for veteran tight end Ryan Taylor, he knows JerMichael Finley may not be back this year, so it might as well be me.
You know, I think in the past, JerMichael's pretty much, he was the guy, and it was always fighting for number two. And this year, I think it's wide open for number one, and, may the best man win.
Battle will be joined starting on Saturday. A leftover from the Packers' annual stockholders meeting on Thursday. President and CEO Mark Murphy says it may not be too far down the road when the Packers really hit the road with a regular season game in London, England.
We would never give up a home game. It's too important, you know, for the community. I would be excited about having a chance to play in London. You saw this, or you heard the statistics about global reach of the Packers. I think our fans here would love to travel to London. Yeah, I think it'd be a great experience.
Elsewhere around the league, there's a report in Seattle that Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch may be ready to hold out of the Champions training camp. In Baltimore, Ravens will lose their running back, Ray Rice, for the first two games of the regular season, suspended by the league for violating the policy after his arrest for domestic violence in the offseason. Ravens coach John Harbaugh was expecting this.
We said from the beginning that the circumstances would determine the consequences. There are consequences when you make a mistake like that. I stand behind Ray. He's a heck of a guy. He's done everything right since. He makes a mistake, all right? He's going to have to pay a consequence. I think that's good for kids to understand that it works that way. That's how it works. That's how it should be.
Football on the international variety. Soccer and Jay DeMeritt, former Bayport Pirate, retiring after 10 years of professional soccer. He was most recently with the Vancouver Whitecaps of MLS, but he worked his way up the hard way, went to college at UIC. No one called, so he moved to England and made a lower-level club team, rose to the ranks of Watford, where he captained that English Premier League club, and he was also a part of the U.S. national men's team for 5 years, played in the 2010 World Cup in South Africa at age 34. Injuries have slowed down Jay DeMeritt over the last couple of years, calling in a career in professional soccer. To Major League Baseball, and the Milwaukee Brewers made it four in a row by routing the New York Mets 9-1 at Miller Park. Brewers get a Jonathan Lucroy home run in the first inning and then exploded for four in the second. Chris Davis hit a 17th. Ryan Braun, a two-run shot in the seventh. Seven of the 10 hits for the Brewers went for extra bases. Manager Ron Renneke says balance is always better.
When we're good offensively, that's what we're doing. So you get down to Reynolds and Segura, and they're still getting on and driving the ball, and makes it a very dangerous lineup.
And Matt Garza gets the win. He's now 7-7. A start after only lasting eight batters against the Washington Nationals. He goes eight innings against the Mets, allowing just a run on two hits, an early single, and a solo home run to Lucas Duda in the seventh inning. And Garza says the early lead sure helped.
I kept this thing rolling. You know, our guys are swinging the bat well. I got an early cushion, so it was easier to keep attacking. You know, it was just one of those nights where everything clicked on offense and made my job a lot easier on the mound.
Brewers now in National League best, 58-45. They pick up another half game on the idle Cardinals and Pirates, lead the NL Central by three. They'll send Yovani Gallardo against Zach Wheeler in game two of the series on Friday night at Miller Park. Elsewhere in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the San Francisco Giants 2-1. Cole Hamill struck out 10 over eight innings. Miami beats Atlanta 3-2. Jared Saltamacchia, an RBI single in the top of the ninth. San Diego Padres crushed the Chicago Cubs 13-3, putting up nine runs in the sixth inning, sent 15 to the plate. In the American League, it was Toronto 8, Boston nothing. Marcus Stroman had a no-hitter through six innings. Wound up getting the win, said the sinker was sinking.
Honestly, I came out, I didn't necessarily know that I had good stuff like that. I had trouble actually locating my four-seam fastball. I actually went to sinker today, so that was a huge pitch for me.
Yankees get by the Rangers 4-2. New York has won 6 out of 7 since the All-Star break. Oakland pounded Houston 13-1. Brandon Moss with a grand slam home run. A's far and away best record in baseball, their 63rd win. White Sox 5, Twins 2. Kansas City beat Cleveland 2-1 in 14 innings. Former Brewer Nori Aoki with the walk-off RBI single. Detroit beat the L.A. Angels of Anaheim 6-4, and Baltimore shuts out Seattle 4-0 behind Wei-Yin Chen, who went 8 innings, scattering 5 hits. Major League Baseball inducts the class of 2014 into their Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York on Saturday. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and manager Bobby Cox from the Atlanta Braves teams that won 14 straight division titles all going into the Hall, along with the big hurt Frank Thomas and two more skippers, Joe Torre and Tony La Russa. Down on the farm, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers made it 4 in a row. They beat Lake County 7-4 on the road. All 7 runs in the second inning. Anthony Banda went 7 scoreless innings, allowed just 3 hits. Rattlers are 18-14 in second place in the West Division in the second half at Lake County again on Friday night. In the Northwoods League, Green Bay Bullfrogs come off the All-Star break with a 4-0 shutout win over La Crosse. Nathan Ditch went 6 innings, allowed 3 hits. They're 8-11 in the second half. Host the Loggers again at Joanne Stadium at 7:05. Sheboygan A's beat the Green Bay Storm 5-0, scoring 4 unearned runs, 3 in the first. Mitch Gardner with his second consecutive shutout. They are now 35-14 on the season. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers have signed the number 1 overall draft choice. Andrew Wiggins agrees to term on a contract, and that means he cannot be traded now for the next 30 days. A lot of speculation. Wiggins will be moved to the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for Kevin Love to join LeBron James with Cleveland. The State Amateur Golf Tournament at the Ozaukee Country Club. Alex Galgert of Lake Geneva, a low round final round score of 68, rallies past 3-round leader Robbie Ziegler to win the State Am by 2 strokes. Green Bay's Tom Buchmeier, a final round 70, moved all the way up into a tie for 11th. RBC Canadian Open, Michael Putnam and Tim Petrovich lead at 6 under par. And the Senior British Open Championship in Wales, Bernhard Langer, the first round leader at 6 under, leads Bob Tway by 2. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.